Your thoughts on today's 1-0 win here at Mournview Park, David?
Firstly, you know, your emotion is delighted with 3 points, but then you sort of start and sort of think, could you do better? Yeah, we can. And the players know that, but we rode our luck at times. I think they rode their luck at times. I thought the first decision the referee made was he put a rod in his own back then, because, you know, if you give a penalty flat and the yellow card, then you leave yourself open to any shot on target or anybody that's going to hit somebody's hand in the box. We had one in the second half where Cooper hit it, the ball travelled further, and we didn't get it. You know, so if he's given the first one. But say over the course of 90 minutes, I say it was back to madness of the Irish League, and the nitty-gritty, the grind. The good thing is that the players did see it out today, and we'll hopefully be stronger for it going forward.
That's got to be the most pleasing thing. It was character, it was seeing the game out, it was putting bodies on the line, it was traditional infield fighting performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, the opening day of the season, you're not going to come down here and play teams off, especially a team of Glenavon's, you know, quality. I think in the last 20-25 minutes they had probably five forward players on the pitch. So to deal with that and come away with, you know, not only the 3 points but a clean sheet, you know, that'll, it's always nice to win 2 or 3 nil when it's a wee bit more relaxed. But when you dig in and win 1-0, sometimes the players get a wee bit more out of that. So
the new signings must have pleased you today, didn't they? Daniel Kearns turned in a man of the match performance, scored the winning goal. And Michael O'Connor came on and he looks a handful, so you must be pleased, Joel Cooper, all of the boys.
Yeah, the new players coming in. The good thing is when you bring the new players in, you know, the Daniels, the Joels, Michael obviously didn't start, but they're not just in and around squad, you know, they're match day players. I know Michael's only been here a short time. We've seen Benny, who's probably not had enough football to warrant sort of playing. So the pleasing thing for me was today when we're in the dressing room with the rest of the other squad members, we had 8 missing today. You know, we kept it in house for as long as possible. We had the 3 suspensions, we had the 5 injuries. So you know, once we get everybody back fit, the challenge is now for the players who were out of the squad today is to make sure that they not only get themselves in the squad but in the team.
And you mentioned suspensions. I think that stuff had cleared and available for next week. So things will clear up and look up as we, you know, go into a real tough run of fixtures here.
Yep, it's been set up nicely for 3 tough away games in the first 4 weeks. But again, bring it on. The challenge is there. The challenge is here at Linfield. There's no prouder person than myself to manage this football club, to take the club forward from where we were last year. And every day we come, it's a challenge. Every game we come, it's a challenge. People lift themselves. Officials sometimes make strange decisions. So it's back to the nitty-gritty of the madness of the Irish League. And I say, bring it on, bring the challenge on.
And I think there was about 1,400 blue men here, blue men, women and children here today. You know, the season tickets have been renewed. The optimism, the loyalty is outstanding. There was 1,400, I think, in that stand over there today. You know, quite a few behind the net and the cop end, if you call it, you know. Great loyalty, isn't it?
It is, and say when we're in the office and you're telling me that, you know, the pleasing thing for me as a manager after the disappointments that we've had is that these supporters remain loyal. They want to come and support the club. Last year was hugely disappointing. Nobody took last year's disappointment more than myself personally. So the challenge is here at Linfield. The challenge has always been, can you be better than the season before? That's what the players have now. That's the mentality where we need to be saying, it's us against the rest. So hopefully we can take that forward and say, today's one game. We've another 37 games to go. And let's say we get 37 hard-working, battling performances. What the fans deserve. They say, they were critical last year, and rightly so at times. But if we've got a strong base, nucleus, hardcore support getting right behind the players on it. And this probably more so at home when we really need them. Say we're not going to come out and blow teams away. Teams might come and sit. So get right behind the players, because every time we turn up and play, we want to win the game. We want to win the game 2-3-4-0 and put on a show. It's not always going to be a case. It might be a case of today where it's back to the wall and show a wee bit of tenacity, a wee bit of probably clinical finishing and Daniel's goal, and a wee bit of an edge that, yeah, we did pick up a few yellow cards today. But the pleasing thing was it was in there. in our final third when we were attacking, when we were breaking, and it was a wee bit cute fouls. It was cute fouls, and that's something that we've tried to add into the players' mentality this year.
And the first of those 37 games to go, Institute next Friday, that'll be a tough challenge, won't it?
Yeah, I believe they won today, so say all systems go, they'll be coming on a high. Promotion winning today, so it's a challenge that we should look forward to on our own pitch. I say hopefully there's a big crowd there on Friday night. Burn is on right from minute one to minute 90. If somebody gives the ball away, get right behind the players, you know, because say there too much said last year, but say the players are chomping at the bit, and say the pleasing thing was that you know, we seen the game out to them and win the game. Well, it was deserved or not, we won the game, and we move on to next Friday night.
Well done on a big 3 points here at a really tough venue today. Clean sheet, lots of positives, yep. And another 34-1 nils, and we'll be champions.
Hopefully.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks.